This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. I don't know. This kind of I feel like maybe let's stick with this for a second.
There's some Sky Moore.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not some sort of earth-shattering sexy thing, but I don't know about you. This was a trade, not a signing. Like, that's different to me. This, again, it feels like this person is going to stay on the 49ers. And if this person's going to stay on the 49ers, that shakes the whole thing up. That changes this. Like, who did you think was going to be in the 49er wide receiver room this year?
And week one?
How many receivers? No, on the roster. How many do they usually keep? Six?
I think that's about right. Okay. Looking at Matt Mayoko's 53-man final cut-down guesstimation sensation.
Like,
I think he had six on there.
Okay, and I would have very clearly, if you had asked me at any point this month, who do you think eventually, I get that there are going to be people who have to wait and everything, but eventually, what's the Niners wide receiver room? It's Pearsall, it's Jennings. Cowing was going to make the team. Jordan Watkins was going to make the team. DeMarcus Robinson is going to make the team. Brandon Ayuk is going to make the team. Now, Ayuk and Robinson, you push them to the side a little bit because it's going to take a minute for them to get there. And then you throw in names like Russell Gage. I think he was going to make the team. And then everybody else was going to be a question mark. You know, whether it's Robbie Chosen or Tariq Owens or whatever else you wanted to throw in there as a possibility. Well, now, I mean, Sky Moore is probably going to be in the back end of this room, I would guess, for the whole year, and he might be in the middle of the room come week one or week two. That's kind of how I would read it. So somebody else gets knocked out of there. And I think for the Robbie Chosens of the world, this is not good news. And then I think for Juwan Jennings fans, this is not good news that those talks or that leg, those things don't seem to be going very well. That's my read on it.
Agreed, and I don't think that your read is wrong, and I'm just looking at the Matt Mayoko piece from NBC Sports Bay Area. He had four receivers making the team, but he also had Brandon Ayuk on PUP, which doesn't count, and DeMarcus Robinson as a possible suspension. We know now that he has been suspended, and so that doesn't count either. He had Jennings, Pearsall, Watkins, and Cowing. So just playing off that, Jennings has a calf and issues with his cash. Pearsall, boom, he's there, he's rock solid. Jordan Watkins with a high ankle, he's out maybe until week one, maybe a little bit longer. And Jacob Cowan got hurt again? Is that what I'm to understand?
He missed practice today.
Right. So
something happened yesterday. Did we get any clarification on that? after practice today?
No, or Shanahan didn't talk.
Didn't talk today.
So the six that Matt Maiocco, who is as tapped in as any human being in the media, of his six listed, you've got Hurt, Hurt Feelings contract, no. Pearsall solid. Watkins out. Cowing out. Ayuk out. Robinson suspended. Right. So what are we doing here?
Well,
he also has Russell Gage on the outside looking in. Robbie Chosen, same. Isaiah Hodgins. So, yeah, you needed a receiver. So can Sky Moore come in and be there for 4, 6, 8 weeks? I don't know if he'll be there all year.
I don't know. Can you be there now?
What,
like, if you want someone who's not going to be there all year, why would you trade? Like, I know people will be like, oh, whatever. But, like, you moved down around for this. You didn't need to do that.
Well,
like,
yeah.
If you want somebody who's just going to be there for 4 weeks, then that's what Russell Gage and Robbie Chosen and blah, blah, blah are for. Or you also could just go out on the street and do a Gabe Davis or a Amari Cooper or any other receiver. There's tons of them out there this time of year.
That's more expensive.
You could have waited for people who are about to get cut and just grab someone. Like, to use draft capital suggests to me that they like this kid and that they're planning on him playing for the Niners this year.
Agreed. I mean, they're planning on him playing for the Niners for now. And he's making 1.5, so it's not that much of a
rookie
hardship
contract.
He's unrestricted at the end of this year, so it would be a 1 year thing no matter what. So I look at this as a beginning of the season move, because after 3 weeks, here comes Robinson. Hopefully sooner than that, here comes Juwan.
Yep.
Week 8, let's just guess, here comes Brandon Ayuk. So at that point, you might have Sky Moore be wide receiver 5, and at that point, maybe he gets released. And it's like, you know what, Sky? Thank you for the first 2 months. We needed you. You needed us. You did great, and go catch on with another team.
Well, I think also, you know, when young guys miss camp, that's worse than when old guys miss camp. So in other words, whatever plans they had for Jacob Cowing and especially Jordan Watkins this year have really gotten ruined. They've really gotten ruined.
Yeah.
You cannot replace camp when you're a young wide receiver in Kyle Shanahan's system. So the amount of time that Cowing has missed, I think that they wanted a role for him this year. That's now a question mark. Jordan Watkins, I know they envisioned a role for him this year. Maybe that'll come, but a high ankle sprain pushes him into the season, and then it becomes much harder to sort of get him up to speed. So I'm not saying those guys are going to be off the roster by any stretch, but I don't know what you're going to get from them this year. And for those of you who love draft stock, for whatever reason, I don't know, I can't remember as we're like getting this, if any of us said this out loud, Sky Moore was a second round pick. This is the 54th pick in the draft just 3 years ago. So this was a prospect, and he has not kind of clicked or hit. Part of it was because of injury. Who knows what else? The Chiefs are a well-oiled machine. Sky Moore maybe was very similar to a victim of what we've seen with the Golden State Warriors, where everyone's like, why won't you develop the young guys? Like, well, we're trying to win a ring. And Sky's first 2 years, they did. So maybe they had a hard time relying on a young receiver. And then in his third year, if he's supposed to take a leap, then he gets hurt. I don't know. I'm not an expert on Sky Moore, but I do think it's interesting. This was a prospect now a few years ago. This was somebody used second round draft capital on.
And a team that's been very successful, so it's not one of these bum franchises that blew the pick on a second rounder, or the Niners who took Jalen Hurd in the third round. This is a guy who was widely regarded by a team that's won a couple of Super Bowls. And the more I look at Sky Moore relative to what the Niners have, I see him as a kick return, punt return specialist.
Maybe.
If you go out there and show us you can return punts, because right now your main punt returner would be Jacob Cowing, and now he's hurt. And Cowing returned 28 punts last year, and he did okay, about 9 yards a return. Not terrible, but that was going to be the main role, I think, for Cowing this year, pending him emerging as a receiver. And if he's not healthy enough to even play, and you're 17 days away from football, you need somebody to be able to return the punt.
Maybe something bad happened to him yesterday.
Maybe.
Like, we do not know anything about Cowing's injury. We just know that they saw him kind of leave the field yesterday, and he did not practice today. And maybe they saw something that was like, oh, gosh, he's not going to be ready for the start of the season either. So you may be very well right that that has a piece of this puzzle, him back there returning kicks. I know sometimes they flirt with the idea of Ricky Pearsall back there returning kicks. Let me allow me to raise my hand on this and say that's going to be a no for right. me, dog. Totally. Would not do that all year long. I don't even care where what we get to. You know, like they used to moonlight with Debo back there sometimes. I wouldn't do it. I think Ricky is way, way too important to stick him back there returning kicks. So maybe it is just about that. Those are questions for Kyle Shanahan at a future date. But I also, this has to in some way have a trickle-down effect, and it has to have something to do with Juwan also.
And also Cowing, and I'm looking at this from NBCSports.com, that Shanahan confirmed, yes, it is the hamstring, the same hamstring that he had hurt earlier. He felt it yesterday, quote-unquote, so we had to hold him back today. He heard it on August 11th, and then actually heard it the first day of camp. He returned August 11th, and here we are 8 days later, and he heard it again. And you know these hamstrings and these groins.
They're tricky.
They're tricky, and the only thing you can do is shut it down. So if he's got a re-injury of the hammy, and we're now 17 days away from the opener, you can't rightly think that, like you were saying, young players, they need reps, and Purdy needs comfort with him out there, and he needs to be 100% healthy. So if he's re-injuring the hammy now, you need to find a kick returner, and if Sky Moore's the guy, then bring him in.
Yep, and he may be more than a kick returner.
Right now, for sure, right?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, is there any receiver other than Ricky where you're like, I know that they're going to be healthy week one, and I know that they're on the team.
And not suspended?
Right.
Let me think.
Anybody?
No. No. And if you're Juwan, before you even pick up the phone to call his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, Drew already called him and said, hey, you see the Sky Moore news? I'm going to call him. We want $17 million. We don't want $15
stop it. They're not asking.
Drew Rosenhaus?
They're not asking.
You tell me Drew Rosenhaus isn't trying to stick it to him? It's what he does.
They're not trying to double his salary. That would be absurd.
I mean, 17 over 2 years, maybe. Tear up this year and give us $15 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever the ask is, but it just went up.
Why? Why would? Because Cowing's out, but they just traded for somebody.
Right, but they traded for a guy who is 5'10", who's largely going to be a slot receiver. You're not going to have him out there in a two-receiver set trying to block?
I guess what my question is, why did this change it? Why would this give Juwan more leverage?
I think because the Niners are showing you that they are desperate, might be too strong, but they are needy. Well, they are needy, and maybe Cowing is hurt more than we think. And so
they're replacing Cowing.
Right.
If that didn't affect Juwan, why would this affect Juwan? Like, just call Sky Moore, Jacob Cowing. They had him. They thought he'd be ready. Now they don't. Now they have Sky Moore.
But who's going to replace Juwan is my question.
Well, that
especially in light of DeMarcus Robinson now being suspended officially for 3 games.
Right, which they knew was coming. I mean, I guess my point would be they already knew that. They already knew that they were going to have a hard time replacing Juwan Jennings. I don't know who's going to do it. Yeah, Russell Gage might be playing week one. Might.
Ugh, boy, I mean, yeah. Sure.
He can play. He used to be able to play.
He could play in 2023 or 2022?
No, he's basically missed 2 seasons with injury.
Right.
But they're saying that he looks good now. And he used to be pretty good. Like that, he was a productive wide receiver 3.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't know how he can block. I haven't looked at his pro football focus numbers, but if you're going to be that guy in this offense, you got to be able to block, and that's what Juwan does best. All I'm saying is that the news of today doesn't hurt Juwan Jennings' case. As much as I would love for him to just play on his contract, it's clear he doesn't want to, and you've already traded for a receiver, potentially lost another, and another's gotten suspended. Juwan's looking better and better.
A little bit of Giants news just popped across as well. Your boy, Blade Tidwell.
It's about time.
I'm not about to say what you think I'm about to say.
He coming.
No, he not.
What?
Blade Tidwell was going to be coming very soon. That was in the plans very soon, but not now. There's a shoulder issue. He is going to have an MRI today. He is not expected to pitch for a while.
Oh, God.
Blade Tidwell, we'll see you next year.
Is it his shoulder blade?
His shoulder blade? It's just his shoulder. Okay. I don't know. Pab says that he felt shoulder discomfort during a recent bullpen.
That's not good.
Yeah.
A lot of things in that shoulder that can flare up.
And he had pitched really well in AAA since they got him.
Man.
For those of you who don't know, Blade Tidwell was one of the big acquisitions in the Tyler Rogers trade with the Mets. And his name is Blade. So we really like him.
Yep. And I was really looking forward to him because, you know, he's already pitched in the bigs, and I thought he'd be a great candidate to come up here now that we are officially, or mostly officially, in the who gives a crap portion of the schedule after, you know, another classic Giants performance last night where, there were 9 innings of baseball, and, you know.
I'm getting close to petitioning the league to see if we could change it to 3.
Like, I mean, I'm loving these Little League games because it's 6 innings. And you might 10-run a team and be done in 4.
Might.
Cut right to the chizace.
Poof. Anyway, yeah, Adam Schefter, when he tweeted about the Sky Moore trade, and if you are just joining us, the Niners have traded with the Chiefs, moving back in next year's draft from the 6th to the 7th round, and they acquire Sky Moore 3 years ago, a second-round draft pick of the Chiefs, but has never had more than 22 catches in a season and dealt with injury last year. Is heading into the final year of his rookie contract, so he's cheap. And Schefter lists all the problems at wide receiver. Ayuk still recovering. Jennings, he says, dealing with a calf injury. Jordan Watkins, a high ankle sprain. DeMarcus Robinson, officially suspended 3 games as of today. And so I'd also like to add to the conversation, whoever is in charge of bubble wrap down there in Santa Clara, Ricky Pearsall, right now, bubble wrap, that's going to be enough out of him. We don't need to see any more Ricky Pearsall in any dangerous situations the rest of the way because, my God, he has got to be ready for week 1, and it would be nice if we could figure out the Juwan situation too. This is getting pretty wobbly over here.
Super wobbly, and here we are on Wednesday, and you've got, 18 days until the opener, and so get Sky Moore here as soon as possible and teach him the playbook and get him ready for week 1 because pending Cowing's recovery and Robinson's suspension appeal and Jennings' contract, you might find Sky Moore in your starting lineup.
It's National Radio Day. We're going to have some fun with this coming up here throughout the remainder of our hour. And actually, I'd like to real quick just put this out to all of you. Kind of what's your most memorable radio moment? You're obviously all radio listeners. 888-957-9570. We'll take some calls on it in a little bit. What is your favorite moment listening to radio? Like, I'd love to hear from some people. 888-957-9570. Beyond that, there's one other thing I'd like to say on this wide receiver situation. And I know this always may come off as disingenuous because, look, we're in the media. We have the opportunity to ask questions, but not really. Like, the 49ers practice in Santa Clara. We're here. We're in the city. And often these press conferences happen while we're on the air. This is not a shot at any of our brothers and sisters in the media. I think it's time to press a little harder on the Juwan questions. It's like we've reached the end almost of this practice week to where we're coming up on the final preseason game. And it's sort of time to stop just being like, okay, so there's no timeline. If Kyle says that again, there's no timeline on Juwan's calf injury. Well, why, Kyle? Why is there a timeline on everybody else's injury, but not Juwan's? And the next time he says, when someone says, is this contract related? And he says, well, ask Juwan. Well, then look directly at Corey Rush and be like, can we ask Juwan? Kyle wants us to ask Juwan. We'd like to ask Juwan.
You know that injured players don't have media availability.
I know, but I'm questioning whether or not he's an injured player. And Kyle just told me to ask Juwan. So I'd like to ask Juwan.
Are we free to ask Juwan?
I mean, I know we're not supposed to ask Juwan, but Kyle just said we should ask Juwan. I'd like to ask Juwan. Can we talk to Juwan? And this may get nowhere. I freely understand that. you may get nowhere. The Niners can build a brick wall if they want. Professional sports teams can do that. And so they can say nothing. But this doesn't, we're getting to a point where it doesn't make any sense anymore. Either one of two things to me feels very true. This injury is a hell of a lot worse than they're letting on, or Juwan's not hurt at all. I don't think Kyle doesn't lie in front of the media, I don't believe, at least not the outward lies. So when he says, we see an injury on the MRI, I believe him. But I do want to know why every other injury gets a timeline. Why not this one? There's got to be some sort of something. There's got to be some sort of a, you know, I mean, hell, if you can say, well, Brandon Ayuk, like we're thinking week six, like if you can make it that broad, like do it. I want somewhere between 2 and 10 weeks.
Well, that sets expectations that they can't set because the contract, the cash, is clearly part of it. So Kyle can't say, well, you know, the calf is probably a week or two and stuff, and so I expect to have him ready for week one and stuff. And then the follow-up is, well, will he be out there week one? I don't know. He's not practicing because he's not happy with his contract.
Well, then say that. Like,
it's not his lane.
Sure it is.
It's John Lynch. That's a John Lynch thing.
But they did it last year. Actually, Kyle, I distinctly remember, was the one who mentioned that Trent Williams was a contract issue. And that was after a few days of like, yeah, big guy will be around. Eh, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, this is contract related. Just say it. Unless it's not. And if it's not, then let's talk about this injury so that we don't think that this is something. Because right now we've all got Christian McCaffrey PTSD. And this is what it feels like. You're being all mysterious about it and you're allowed to. But if that's what's going on, I don't know. That's what I'm starting to think. It's hard to not think that this situation is way bigger than what they're making it, whether it's physical or not.
Well, what's Juwan doing at practice? That's my question. And we're not down there, so we don't get to see if he's working on the side or if he's just in the locker room or that. That would be my question. What is Juwan doing? Forget the contract, but physically, what is Juwan doing to, you know, get ready to play? Is he active on the side? Is he in the locker room? Is he just getting treatment? What is Juwan's status as a football player as he tries to recover from this calf injury? That's what my curiosity is.
I'm trying to scroll through everything that we've got right now with regard to Juwan Jennings. And there is literally, there's literally next to nothing. I mean, Kawakami wrote the article like a week ago. And he very much insinuated that this is in part contract related.
For sure.
And needs to be resolved by August 26th. That is cut down day. That is next Tuesday. We will be at Splash. And I guarantee you that this is going to be a part of what we're talking about that day. It's going to be cut down day. And listen, there are very few people, if any, in the Bay Area sports media that I listen to more closely than Tim when it comes to that kind of insider info. And I don't think that Tim puts in print things about Juwan's contract if that is it not in any way part of this. So I am firmly in the camp that this is somewhat contract related, at least, if not all. And I just think it's time for the 49ers to say that. It's okay. We've been through this 1,000 times, have we not?
Yes, but when you're dealing with an injured player, it is a little bit of a slippery slope. You have to be somewhat gentle. Let's just say that it is 75% cash and 25% calf. Just hypothetically that, you know, the calf, if it was a regular season game or a playoff game, Juwan would be out there. He'd play through it because we know that Juwan Jennings is tough. He's physical and he's a guy who wants to be out there. But the contract is 75% of it, but you still have that small portion mark that is injury related. There's a sensitivity. Forget HIPAA laws, because these guys talk about everyone's injury because it's just what you do in football. But if there is a little bit of it that is the calf isn't quite right, you do have to be somewhat sensitive to that. You just can't come out and say, I mean, this is basically it's a hold in. He's fine. He could play if he wanted to sign a deal. He'd be out there.
He went to the Raider game.
Okay.
He was there.
In the seats?
No.
Did he buy tickets?
On the sideline.
Okay. Did he have an ace bandage on or anything?
I don't know. But he was there.
Okay.
Which is, you know, I don't know. A lot of people thought that that was a good sign.
Right. It's all a good sign. Like, Ayuk is there. He doesn't have to be, but he's there to try to help the younger guys. And Juwan Jennings is there because I'm sure he wants to be a part of the team, but he wants everything to get sorted out more than that.
And by the way, that Kawakami report that we referenced suggested that the two sides were, quote, not close. So, again, if you're just joining us, the Niners have made a trade for a wide receiver. You may have heard the name. Sky Moore has been with the Kansas City Chiefs for the last 3 years, was largely hurt last year. The 2 years before that, he had approximately 20 catches both years. 3 years ago, he was a second-round draft pick of the Kansas City Chiefs. Western Michigan was thought to be, you know, a potential prospect. Second-round draft capital, 54th pick in the draft. Hasn't really totally hit yet, and the Niners moved down from the sixth to the seventh round in next year's draft to grab Sky Moore, who does also have a history of returning kicks. And Jacob Cowing had the hamstring flare up again on him in practice yesterday. So maybe this is more about that, and I have no doubt that when the Niners are questioned about it, that's exactly what they're going to say. Oh, yeah, this is about Cowing. It's not about Juwan. But it's about Juwan, at least indirectly or partially.
Well, it's about the room. It's about DeMarcus Robinson suspended for 3 games. It's about Brandon Ayuk out until October. It's about Juwan Jennings, my calf, my cash, my neck and my back. It's about all of them. And you've been saying that you still have confidence in the room and you have confidence in the wide receiver room, dot, 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 when it's whole. And it's not going to be whole in week one. And that's becoming ever clear, you know?
Is it even going to be half? I have confidence in it even if it's even going to be half. But
if it's Juwan and Ricky and fill in the blanks in week one, you'd be okay with
that. That's okay. That's okay. Yes. And now one of those people would be Sky Moore. Like, if you told me week one Seahawks were rocking Pearsall, Jennings, Sky Moore, and Russell Gage. Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
Like, not
and as we've
great,
talked about, they run two receivers more than half the time. They run 21 personnel, one tight end, two running backs, 40% of the time, which means if you've got Juwan and Ricky, sorry, Sky, you can go ahead and stand over here next to one of the various Kubiaks and Kyle Shanahan, because we're not going to need you. Only about half the snaps do they go with three wide receivers, in which case, yes, guy, get out there and play the slot if you have Ricky and Juwan. But if you don't have Juwan, now what? Are we going Gage and Pearsall?
You know, the more I think about this, because I'm looking at what Kyle's last quote was about this, the last quote that actually mattered, okay? The more I look at this, of course it's partially contract. Here was the last quote from Kyle. And actually, Grandy, I know you got this in there somewhere. When he's like, you can ask him that. Like, we can play it for you in a little bit. But he's asked directly, is this about a contract or is this about his calf? The quote from Kyle was, you can ask him that. But he tells me it's his calf, and the calf shows. So we got to be delicate with those calves. Okay.
The calf shows.
The calf shows, which means it's on the MRI. And I have no doubt that there was or is some sort of injury in there. But do you think that Kyle Shanahan, like, is he that sarcastic? Do you think that he would have said that if it wasn't contract related at all? Hey, Kyle, is it contract related? Well, you could ask him that. Do you think he would have said that sentence if it wasn't? In other words, no. We are good to go. Juwan is ready to play on the current deal. It's just a calf. Wouldn't he have said that? I don't think he would have said, you can ask him that.
Of course.
But he tells me it's a calf. I just don't. I don't think he would have said it that way unless there was something at work.
Of course, because there's something at work. And with Ricky Pearsall, I know he's not eligible for a new contract, but there's no discussion about that when it comes to when will Ricky be ready. And yeah, you know, we're going to hold him out of you know, OTAs because there's only 2 days left in school and stuff, and we don't see the need to rush him back for that. And it had nothing to do with anything other than Ricky's injury. And yes, Juwan in a contract situation where he wants more money. And so, yeah, when the question comes up, it's like, you can ask him about that. I'm Kyle Shanahan. I run the offense. I run the team. I have a laminated play sheet. I don't do these contracts.
But
like,
he does.
But not really.
But he doesn't do them, but it's not like they're happening in spite of him. He knows what's going on.
Of course.
He's very involved in it. He was the one who apparently ran up the stairs and saved Ayuk.
Yeah.
That's the story, at least.
Yeah, and I mean, wish he would have taken the elevator and he had to wait. Maybe things would be different. But ultimately, he's not going to get into that conversation. That's a John Lynch. It's a Parag Marate. It's whoever else up in the offices, those windowed offices. They're the ones dealing with it. But,
right, but we wouldn't say it that way.
Of course.
It would just be like, no, it's not the calf. Or, I mean, it's not the contract.
Right.
It's his calf.
It's obviously both because, you know, like you're saying, with an injury, Dominic Pooney, he gets not a hyperextension, but it was the PCL. He sprained his PCL. Now, we don't know the severity other than a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and, you know, we won't rule him out of the opener yet, but we'll have to wait and see how it goes. And that was within hours of it actually happening.
Yep.
It was injury, diagnosis, timetable.
Dude,
next question.
If these are, and this is more the major injuries than the ones that are maybe a little bit harder to diagnose, but this is straight from Doc Chow, who used to be the Chargers team doctor. Dude, they know right away. They know right away. They don't need the MRI. Do you know how long
On the injury, yes.
Depending on the injury, right. Again, more for the major ones. If you do an Achilles or an ACL, do you know how quickly they know?
I've done the ACL and I know.
Instantly.
They hold your foot and they put their hand on your thigh and they go, whoop, whoop, yep. Up, ACL.
You're done. Like, I've heard these stories.
The they can tell within two jiggles.
In the blue tent.
Correct.
You're done. Thank you for your service. You're done.
And the Achilles, all you have to do is, you don't have to take off the shoe. You look at the Achilles tendon, right. And all of us have that 2 or 3 inch long thing.
Well,
that's your tendon. And when it blows,
yeah.
You can see that it no longer goes from your calf to your foot.
The Achilles, I feel like we can diagnose on TV now just because of what happens with a person and the way they walk and the way they're holding it and the fact that it's never a contact thing. Like you can see it. You can partially see it because they usually know. Like, I've never done it, hopefully never will, but they look like they know right away when they, you know,
yep.
Jason Tatum knew. Halliburton knew.
Kobe knew.
We knew.
Yep.
We went to commercial break and we're like, oh my God, he just tore his Achilles. But yeah, they
Fred
know.
Fred Warner knew on Dre Greenlaw.
Yep. Yep.
Once he went over and he saw the amount of wincing, it's like,
that one's still.
And Fred started getting emotional. It's like, you know. Like the MCL, when you hyperextend the knee, you don't know the severity until you get the imaging, whether or not the meniscus is torn or just the MCL or what. But you're right. Achilles, ACL, and you know broken bones and other ones, it's like you can kind of see it right away.
This is the way Kyle answered. You want to hear it? This is what he said the last time he was directly asked, hey, is this contract or is this calf?
Same thing with his calf.
It's definitely health related, not business related.
You can ask him that, but he tells me it's his calf and the calf shows, so it's got to be delicate with those calves.
You know me, dude. I want to know.
You got to be delicate with those calves.
The first sound that comes out of your mouth when you ask the question, and the first sound was You could ask him that. Listen again.
Same thing with his calf.
It's definitely health related, not business related.
You can ask him that, but he tells me it's his calf and the calf shows, so it's got to be delicate with those calves.
Okay.
Good follow-up by Cam Inman, friend of the program.
Is that Cam or Mayoko?
I think that was Cam. I got that as Cam.
Was that Cam? Nice job, Cam.
Yeah. I mean, Cam, right away, is it health-related or business-related?
Well,
and for those of you aspiring journalists out there, that's the way you follow up. Quick hitter, bam. Is it A or B? You could ask him that, but the calf shows.
Mm-hmm.
The calf shows.
Right.
And the calf shows, but like the calf shows to where it's so bad that you put him on IR? Did you put him on PUP? What are we doing with the calf that shows?
You get home at 9 o'clock tonight.
I'll be in big trouble.
She
get home
says
at nine.
To you, where were you? And you go,
were you at the bar or were you with your mistress?
And then pause.
I mean,
it just tells me there's something.
Where was I?
Yeah, there's something else.
Or do you prefer, where was I? Where was I? That's probably my go-to. Where?
Where is Ja?
There were BART delays, honey.
Yeah.
No, there weren't. I've got the BART app. There was an accident?
Yeah, this spot is getting tougher, man. The spot is getting a lot tougher right now. So, and again, going back to the conversation we had earlier, like I don't blame Juwan for this. I don't blame the 49ers for it either. Juwan is right to want a little bit more. The 49ers are probably right to not want to set that precedent, and they want to hold as much cap space as possible. They just used maybe $1.5 million of it on Sky Moore. You know, if I'm Juwan, you know, you said that his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, would get excited and this means more leverage.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be ticked. I'm like, you just spent $1.5 million more on another receiver? Why don't you give $1.5 million more to me?
Because the calf shows. And we need a guy who's willing to come in here and play football. And so far, Juwan, and I checked his Instagram, he had a post on August 1st, year 6, and it's a picture of him out there running around. Mm-hmm. And here we are now, 19 days later, no Instagram posts, no Juwan Jennings running around.
Yep, 6 days. 6 days. I think that this is all going to look and sound different. And either it's going to be a big deal or it's going to be over. But one of those two things is happening here in 6 days. We'll have some more clarity on Juwan. We're sponsored by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K, 888-957-9570 is the number. We will unveil one more time the code word that you need to text in so that you can try to win your fantasy draft at Splash at Thrive City coming up next Tuesday. We'll celebrate National Radio Day. Have an answer ready for this, dude. Have an answer ready. Your favorite moment in your radio career?
Man.
You got to pick one. You pick one on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. So that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
The key word is draft. Text draft to 20357, and then you'll have a shot to be with us next Tuesday night at Splash at Thrive City. Thank you to Splash at Thrive City for putting this together. What a prize. You can have your draft there, private room, dedicated server, food, up to 14 of your friends.
I mean, come on.
Next Tuesday night, and we're giving out a keyword every single day for you to text in once a day, which is plenty. You don't need to keep doing it. You just get one per day, and today's word is draft. So text draft to 20357. You know who's on the show tomorrow?
I'm not.
Not you.
Right. Mark Grandy, the Grandy man.
That's true. But there's someone else.
Who can host afternoons, the Grandy man?
He can. But this person's not going to host afternoons. He's going to join the people who are hosting afternoons. His name has already been uttered on this show today. I asked Greg Cosell about him.
And? Is he coming on?
He's coming on.
Wow.
D. Winters.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss D-Dub.
D. Winters will be on the program tomorrow.
Well, I'll surely be listening.
No, you won't. No,
actually,
you won't.
I will, because I got a lot to do. I got one of those.
You don't have anything to do.
I've got one of those blood tests.
No, you don't.
And just 30 seconds on my blood work tomorrow. It's one of those, you need to get blood work done and you need to fast for 12 hours before.
Oh, God.
And I drew an afternoon appointment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to go in early on a drop-in basis, but your boy's going to be hangry by the time I get my blood drawn.
What do you mean you drew an afternoon assignment?
I couldn't get an earlier appointment.
Why not?
I tried because they were all full. I probably should have...
Push it out further.
Well, I need to get this done. We need to get a couple of these things looked at. So we won't eat till after the appointment at 3.
Ugh.
It's all right.
It's not okay.
I can have water.
Ugh.
Water's always fun. I'll drop a few LBs. Dude. It'll be like going on the Steiny diet.
Oh my God. If any of you knew how upsetting it is to me, the concept of like not eating until 10:30.
Right.
I can't do it.
I usually don't eat till I get here.
What?
Yeah, I'm usually, I probably have breakfast once out of the 5 days.
Really?
Maybe a cup of coffee, but I'm just not that hungry.
Randy is shaking his head. They're like, we do not see 10 a.m. without massive amounts of protein.
I could wake up at 4 a.m. and I'll be hungry.
We're eating. Yep. You ever do this, Grandy? Like, if we're going to do the Highway 5 trip down south to see the fam.
Yep.
And I'm always trying to be like, because the kids are like, let's go to Starbucks and spend $87. And I'm always like, can we not? Like, I'll get coffee. I'll get you something. But can we not all get breakfast sandwiches and everything? So I'll make one for myself sometimes as early as like 4:30 in the morning.
Wow. Yep.
And I'm like, I'm going to wrap it in foil. And then I'll eat it. You know, somewhere out there in Josh Allen's hometown.
Fireball.
We're going to rip out that fireball. And we're going to rip out a burrito and get after it. And the burrito rarely makes it to the edge of my street. I'm like, no, it's 4:48 in the morning, but it turns out I'm ready now.
Yep.
Let's do now. Always. Every morning. No matter what.
Yeah.
It's meat and eggs and meat and some vegetables.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I usually make breakfast for someone else, make someone else's lunch. You run around,
well, that happens too.
You show prep and you check things off the honeydew list, and it gets to about 11:30. It's like, I can wait till lunch. I'm not even that hungry. Mm. I just eat. Mm. What's the point?
Anyway. No, fun show today. Lots of fun. And then, yeah, Grandy will be in tomorrow and Friday. We'll continue to qualify people for next Tuesday.
Nice.
D Winters is going to come on the show. I'm told that Sean Salisbury is a maybe. We'll see if he leaves the PGA Tour long enough to come on. I don't know. I'll text him and find out. So that's a possibility as well. What's your favorite moment ever in radio? It's National Radio Day, everybody. What's your favorite thing? Like, what comes to mind? First thing that comes to mind when I say that?
So many things. So many great memories from starting at KCBS in 1998 as a production assistant, cutting tape, and actually cutting tape for you whippersnappers where you had to use the blue chalk pen and use the razor blade.
Man, what's that, Dibs?
You had to actually physically cut the tape.
It was so bad.
And then you had to put it together with a piece of... Exactly. You had to splice it together and then on the reel-to-reel, bulk the cart, make sure it was clean, hope the tape held, and then record your edits onto a... Basically an 8-track.
Is that why they call it Mark the Tape, Dibs?
Dude, so many things that you missed out on, Grandy.
By the way, I never did that professionally. I did it in college. And so you have to pray that you did it right, because my God, to undo one of those edits, if you did it wrong,
you're screwed.
You can take the entire night. But one way or another, you end up with a tape and then a lot of other tape that's been cut, and that's why they call it, Grandy, the cutting room floor. So that's... It ends up on the cutting room floor, and there's just tape all over the place.
Yep.
And then you hope that it works out. And I did that, and they taught me how to do that in college. And then I graduated and got a degree, and I got a job. And they're like, this is this new digital editor that we've got.
Awesome.
And I'm like, that was the biggest waste of time that I have ever had in my entire life. I will never, ever use that again.
Yep. I haven't since then.
Yeah, it's like you stealing those CDs. What the hell are you going to do with them?
Exactly. In the moment, 2003, I felt like I was getting over, but that's why I put them all back. But for me, the one moment that stood out, and I was racking my brain for the date, and I found it, March 17th, 2011, I was working for a different station, my last few days, actually, on that station. And Jameson Whiskey had a promotion where they would send a couple of people from the station to Dublin, Ireland. So I went to Dublin, Ireland.
What?
Went to the Jameson Distillery in Dublin, Ireland, and did a show. I ended up doing a couple of shows from there, but St. Paddy's Day, I was doing mornings here, so it was an afternoon show there. You do your 4 hours sipping on some JMO, and then kaboo, you're in Dublin on St. Paddy's Day.
Strong.
Pretty memorable show.
Really, really strong.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I forget about all the travel and the things that we're so freaking lucky to do.
So lucky.
I mean, this man, Matt Nahigian, at his four jobs ago for me, he was the one who was with me, and they sent us out to Detroit for the Super Bowl, and my room got broken into, and my wallet got stolen, and all of these things. But at the same time, and this is when the Steelers played the Seahawks, I think. Also, like, I'm at the Super Bowl with Bruno, and we're doing shows, and the next thing you know, I'm like around the corner in a hallway with Joe Montana taking pictures. Like, what?
Yep.
And then you all of a sudden, they're like, oh, it's press conference time. You run upstairs, and I'm in the front row with the Rolling Stone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And you're just like, what in the hell is happening? And I remember thinking this when I was working. I was lucky enough that in 02, the Giants played the Angels, and I'm working at a Southern California outlet. And my job was to be at all the games, and I was. I was at all the Angel games, the Dodger games, Kings games, Lakers games, Clippers games. I went every single night. Barf, I know, but I went to all of these games. And then my beloved Giants make the World Series for the first time since the earth was shaken. And my boss calls me in and he goes, we're sending you to all the games. All of them. I go, you mean the ones in Anaheim? No. All of them. The ones in San Francisco too.
Yep.
I go, you're going to give me a credential to go to what was then called Pac Bell Park in its third year of existence? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, let me do you a favor. How about I'll just stay at my house? You don't need to get me a hotel. He's like, great, great. We'll give you a meal budget. And I went to all seven games, and it was great until it became the most awful experience of my life.
Yeah.
And they lost the Game 7.
Yeah.
And the Game 6.
Yeah, but...
And the Thundersticks and the Rally Monkey and all of that.
And, with Scott Spezio and John Lackey and all the fellas, but to be able to do that as a super-duper Giants fan like you were, and especially when you're in another market and you get to come up here and cover that team in that fashion, that's special.
Game ends and you walk in the locker room and we're like, hey, Richie Aurelia, what did you think of that hit in the third inning? Like, I mean, dude, it was ridiculous.
Trying to contain your glee.
Oh, it was stupid.
Yep.
And they're like, that's Barry over there. Don't go talk to him. He's mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. We want to talk to you.
National Radio Day.
National Radio Day, man. I'm
so glad to have all of you with us and just happy to have found you after all these years, bro. 20 years of knowing you.
We tried for a while and it actually happened.
Yep, it's crazy.
Good things come to those who wait. And the same is true for those of you who stay here past 6 o'clock. What are you going to do, Granny? What's about to happen?
We're going to hear Greg Cosell once again.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll hear you guys react to the breaking news that happened right after Greg Cosell got off the air, which was the Niners made a trade for a wide receiver.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, more us.
Yeah.
You lucky.
It just fell that way. It's real too bad.
You lucky ducks.
And National Radio Day, am I right? What else are you going to do?
It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Nah, I'm busy.
When's the next time you do want to do it?
Monday.
Okay.
I'll be coming in from Eureka that morning.
Eureka?
That's right.
Grandy, you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Grandy's in. D. Winters is in for Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.